I think going in the game, the things that we preached as a coaching staff going this game was to be very, very physical and to play with great effort. We talked about critique effort first, and that was our mindset overall as a team. We wanted to see that nature of play, and very pleased seeing our physical nature. I think players that, maybe we haven't seen quite enough physicalness out of in the past really showed up yesterday. And so that part, obviously offense, defense, special teams, we had areas that we worked on, but that was first and foremost. Offensively, some of the things in addition to that, the tempo was extremely important to us. We really wanted to speed up tempo from the scrimmage to get our offense, on the field, ready to where Blake had 24, 25 seconds left to go, the play clock, and we thought that really helped out. Starting fast, obviously, has been something that we've really preached to our guys, and 10 points in the first two series offensively was good. The run game, that physical nature that we talked about, I thought our running backs played real physical. The yards after contact, all those stats that you look at regarding that, I'm just very pleased with that. And that will really be the mindset that we continue on with next week, too, at this part. The physical, the effort, the tempo, the run game, the starting fast, and then taking care of the ball. I thought we did good up until that last play. Defensively, same thing. The physical, the tempo, or the physical, the effort. I thought there were some cool things that showed up in the game. The toughness, effort, discipline, two out of the three. Toughness and effort was there. The discipline was not as where we need it to be. So, I think defensively there were some things that we've been doing all during training camp, about going for the ball and rip attempts and things like that didn't quite carry over like we had hoped. But there are other things like third down percentage, all the time that we put into that did carry over. So I think there's something there that we can build on. The special teams, physical, showed up. Effort, showed up. We didn't game plan it, so we got to work on some run fits and things like that. But some of the base principles, the message we wanted to send to our team, I think that really showed up on tape. And there are some good examples of those things in nature. But the things that we worked on, I thought, showed up. The things we didn't, we got to emphasize a little bit more.
Hey, Gus, one question for me is, Blake said on the drop pass by Julius on that first drive, he said there was a miscommunication on the route. What was Julius supposed to run?
There was. The timing. I think it was the timing. If you watch tape, you see Blake, he kind of double-clutched it a little bit. They both saw the same thing, but the timing in the route wasn't executed. So it forced Blake to hold the ball a little bit longer than he anticipated. So it's just more, did they see the same thing and were they thinking the same thing?
Yeah, hey, Gus, what did the film tell you about Miles Jack's performance?
Well, Miles Jack played a lot of plays again. I thought that he really flashed. He was, he had a couple penalties. Actually, looked like there was another one. But that's one thing. He played extremely physical, and he made some flash plays. I thought his demeanor on the field, his poise on the field was excellent. I thought his running the defense was very good. He really had some flash plays, and I think his physical nature jumped out.
Hey, Gus, how do you think Luke Jokel handled himself the other night, and what's the procedure for Beecham going forward? Will he be cleared, ready to go for the Bucs?
Sure. I think that Luke really played improved from last year. There's a couple of instances where, with speed to power, where you want him to kind of drop his hips, we call it drop your anchor, and he showed that. And we haven't seen that consistently last year. So I thought that was pretty cool for him. I thought Luke showed up and played really physical. There's plays that you can point out that showed his physical nature. So his aggressiveness, his strength, I think were two traits that showed up yesterday. And I thought he did a pretty good job at tackle. There's some things we still need to clean up, some things that showed up yesterday that I think we can get corrected. But overall, much improved. And then as far as Beecham, that will be really, You know, it's a good call. He'll go through individual when we practice, and then I think he'll be evaluated day-to-day where he's at.
Hey, guys, the two big kick returns on your coverage team, what did you see on those two plays?
Well, you know, our run fit. You know, it's just like a run play on defense. You know, guys have to have specific responsibilities, and even though we didn't fit those things up well, we'll get those corrected. Again, the major emphasis was on, you know, not game planning, but more the physical nature and the effort. And but we still had some things, some base principles, you know, where guys overlap. You know, we did have that. So I guess you could call them a couple busts that took place that even though we didn't game plan, some of our base principles should have took over for it. And, you know, I thought our run fits cleaned up as the game went on after that, especially on punt coverage.
Hey, Gus, I was just wondering, the right side of the offensive line, if you felt like you got what you were looking for and if that's becoming something you think you can rely on.
Yeah, you know what, we really made a conscious effort to really, you know, run a lot of outside zone run plays last night just to see where we were as far as that. And, you know, and we, you know, the right side, we ran it both ways, but I thought the right side, that combination of a Mercedes, a Jeremy Parnell, AJ, very physical, very athletic, and I thought they finished really well. And, you know, the running backs played with that same mindset. So very pleased with how they're coming along.
Yes. Could you talk a little bit about a guy like Tony Washington, a guy who's obviously clearly a bubble guy on the roster. When a guy like that makes a play like he did in that game, does that count for more in your evaluation of a player like that as opposed to the same player, let's say, having some really good practice?
Yeah, I think so. I know so because it's so, you know, you see guys that make plays in practice, but when it gets to a heightened environment, sometimes they fade away. And I think with Tony, you know, because of his injury that he had, you know, last year and, you know, fighting through some of those things, I know that in training camp and in our scrimmage, our mock game, that he didn't perform up to his level of expectation. So for him to go into a heightened environment and make that play, that only does wonders for building confidence. And I know it caught our eyes, you know, and I think we, as a coaching staff, it was our hopes is, okay, he's back, because he really showed up last year. We were very excited about him and excited about his development in OTAs and minicamp, and there was a little bit of a lull. So we're hoping that he catches fire from this play and continues it forward.
Hey, Gus, how do you handle the next 3 days of practice knowing that Wednesday and Thursday will be more physical than normal and then you have another game Saturday?
Right, and we're going to change it up a little bit. We have a, you know, I think if you look at the next 4 days, counting today, the players will have two practices and two players' day off. And so, you know, we understand that it's going to be physical in nature, which we need, and we're looking forward to. So we'll be smart with our players and make sure that when we get to that, there's going to be two hard practices. So I think that's why you're seeing a couple players' day off moved up earlier, just to get them ready for those 2 days.
So are you taking Monday and Tuesday off, or just
Monday? So we got today, we practice tomorrow and Sunday, and then Monday's a players' day off.
Yeah, real quick, Dante Fowler up against Ryan Clady, how'd he do, and was that sort of a little bit of an eye-opening experience for him, you know, going against a Pro Bowl guy, first time he's ever played in the NFL?
Yeah, you saw Yannick lined up more against him. With Dante, you know, it was an emotional night for him. You know, to come back off an injury, to play in a game that he loves so dearly and hasn't been able to play, I mean, you could just tell in the locker room, you know, it was just he was, a lot of emotions were going through his head, and he was so excited to play. So, you know, I think this game was good, kind of to go through that and get that out of his system. So, but, you know, he did some things well, but, you know, I think with his pass rush and stuff, there's things that he would like to have done different. But he'll learn from it. His effort was outstanding. Physical was outstanding. So, but there's some things like that I think he'll improve on.